Hello.
Oh, hi. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So I understand that you wanted to set up an account on behalf of your daughter?
Yes.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. I love that. So is your account the one that's set up under, let me see, I saw one here.
Psychic Advice by Amy.
It's the what?
We have Psychic Advice by Amy on 23rd Street now.
Okay. Okay, so the one that you have is Psychic Advice and Tarot Readings by Amy on, that's on 23rd Street, right? So are you meaning you want to upgrade her package because it looks like...
No. Amy's my wife who does readings, so that's one business. This is Abby's business now on 27th Street.
Oh, okay. I was confused because you said 23rd and this one's on... Okay, so it's going to be a whole new business. Okay, so
yeah.
Let me go ahead and do that. Tell me about Abby's business. Does she have a website yet?
No. So I'll give you
a quick
description. Abby's been working in my shop for quite some time now, doing readings.
Okay.
And we just rented a space at 166 West 27th Street, which used to actually be a psychic before us. So
no way.
What are
the chances?
Right.
That's crazy.
But it's a little weird, though, because I'm worried because their Google profile listings, there's two listings on that location already. So they're going to need to be removed from there in order for us to get ours up, I assume.
Yes. So if there's duplicate listings under that address, what we'll do is we'll have our Google verification team contact Google and see if they can merge them. And then once they're merged, we'll update it with the new information, which would be for Abby, because there's no reason to have it under the old account if they're no longer in business.
Well, what do you mean by merge? That's not our business. It was previous tenant, so I don't want to merge with them.
Right. So we'll set up a fresh listing for Abby, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But because it's going to be under the 166 West 27th Street address, what will happen is when we go to publish that, Google will see that there's duplicate listings out there under that same address. So typically that would hurt your rankings. But it won't hurt your rankings if we merge them together. So what we would do is we would merge those other two listings together and then delete them because there's no longer in business, right? Or we would have Google do that. And then we would only publish the one which would be for Abby, which would be for her business. She's the new business operating out of that location, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I don't know if those listings have bad reviews or not, so I don't want that to affect Abby's profile.
Oh, no, it won't. As a matter of fact, once the listing is published for Abby, we'll send you a review generator email so she can start getting some fresh 5-star ratings on hers, but it won't be associated because Google will pick up that just the address is duplicate, but it's going to be a different business name and a different phone number. So Google will already recognize it as a fresh business. It's just that we have to get those other ones noted as duplicates so that we could ask Google to remove them.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So question.
How long does that normally take? I'm sorry to interrupt you now, but how long does it normally take to get this up and running?
Industry standard is 90 days. For us, we do it in 30 to 45 days because we're a premier partner. I would say because there's that duplicate address, you would probably look at the full 6-week mark. You'll see activity a lot sooner because, you know, we'll get the website up and running and we'll put her on all the popular directories and we'll start boosting her internet presence. However, it will definitely be the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it'll start coming to full fruition for her.
I'm sorry. I don't think I phrased my question properly. When will she have a listing on Google? That's what my question is. I know that it takes a couple of months for you to get it more established, But when should she receive the postcard once you start today and to verify it?
So it would really be dependent on her and how responsive she is. So we'll send a Google PIN verification code to that address, and it takes about 5 to 10 business days. Once she gets it, if she gets it back to us right away, then obviously she can be published quicker, right? But what some people do is they get it and they don't think they need it, or they mistake it for junk mail and then it has to be resent, right? So things like that would take a little bit longer. But if she's responsive to us, the Google listing would be up and running more around the 4-week mark, you know, depending on her responsiveness to us.
No, as soon as we receive it, we're looking in the mail every day until we get it and then instantly respond to it.
I love it. Okay, yeah. So like I said, then you're going to see results even quicker. So let me create a new profile for her. What's the phone number for the business?
775-775-0941.
And then once I create this profile, I can put all of her information in fresh. So just, okay. 646-775-0941, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, I'm so sorry, I didn't even ask your name. My name again is Tina. What is your name?
My name is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. I figured because that's who the other account was under. So, Kelly. And then give me your last name one more time.
Mitchell.
Okay. And is the confirmation email going to go to Abby or is it going to go to you?
Can I put you on hold for a minute? Let me ask her what she wants me to do here.
Of course. No problem.
I'll put you on hold for a second. I'm sorry. I'm just waiting for her text back.
Okay. No problem. So while we're waiting for her...
It's going to be psychicabby166@gmail.com.
Psychicabby. A-B-B-Y or I?
A-B-B-Y.
And then 166? At where?
At Gmail.
Gmail. Okay. Okay, and then this is the phone number you would like displayed for her business, right? The 646-775-0941?
Correct.
Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go
No.
through the main number?
I'm going to go for the main number.
Okay, excellent. And then how did you want her business listed as far as the name goes?
So I was talking about with Ben. I'd like it to be that when someone types in Palm Reader in New York, it'll come up, or Psychic in New York will come up, and Tarot Reader. So I think we want it to be under Psychic, Palm, and Tarot Readings by Abby.
Oh, that's really good. I like that. Okay.
So it'll come up as someone types in Psychic Readings, Palm Readings, Tarot Readings.
So Psychic, Palm, and Tarot Readings by Abby, right?
Yes.
Readings by Abby. Okay. And then is the 166 West 27th Street, is there a unit or a suite number, or is it just that?
Yeah, it's suite 2E.
2E, okay. Okay, and then the zip code, please.
I'm not sure if it's the same as mine. Just give me a second.
Uh-huh.
It's 10001.
10001. Okay. New York, New York, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you have two options, Kelly. You could do the same package that you have for $149 monthly, or because she's a new business, if you want to get results a little bit quicker, you can bundle that same package with $100 worth of Facebook ads, and then that would be $249 monthly. So with both packages, she'll get her first page listing on Google and Bing, all of the popular directories, the website will get launched and get up and running, and she'll get mobily optimized, which means she'll come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices, okay? So with the $249 package, on top of all of that, she would get $100 worth of Facebook ads, and the benefit to having Facebook ads is that they get up and running quicker. We quote within 2 weeks. So that might be something, since she's a new business, that you want to consider.
Let's just start off with this for now. And if we wanted to upgrade to the Facebook ads, are we able to change that eventually?
Of course. Yeah, you could always do that. So.
And another question. You mentioned earlier something about Bing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm not listed on Bing for the 23rd Street location.
Oh, okay. Well, I can go back and I can send a note to the technicians to list you on Bing as well. So that's, yeah, most people use Google, but we like to include Bing because it's the other search engine, you know, powered by Microsoft. So just in case somebody prefers that platform, we can put your other business on there as well. So let me
and
go
now,
over
do we have
here.
To get reviews on Bing, or is it the same reviews from Google go on Bing?
So you'd have to get fresh reviews on Bing, because let's say that you tried to put your Google reviews on Bing, or if we tried to put your Google reviews on Bing, it would show that Local Splash is copying and pasting them and putting them on Bing, so it would actually look suspicious to an end user, right?
Okay.
So you just have to work on getting some fresh reviews here and there from Bing once it's published.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so let me just see here.
And now,
okay.
I tried.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I can't keep interrupting you. I apologize.
That's okay, Kelly. I understand.
So what my question is, there's a review on the Psychic Advice by Amy that has nothing to do with my business. It's under Angela Tran, I believe, and
mm-hmm.
It's a 3-star review, but she says that we're across the street from a school, and we work out of an apartment, which is a commercial space, and we have signage, and it's nothing to do with an apartment at all. And I tried explaining that to them, and then they won't remove the review, but it's not us. And it's been on there since like about 2 years now, or over 2 years.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that, Kelly. So what I can do is I can have that department submit to Google one more time to get it removed. But because they denied it, they might deny it again. So the best way to combat that is to start working on getting some more five-star ratings. So once we set up Angela's account here, I'm going to go back into your account. And Abby's account, I'll go back into your account and I'll send you a review generator email, and it will help you get some more five-star ratings. And the objective there is to push that one bad one that Angela Tran wrote down, and pretty soon it becomes irrelevant. Okay, so we'll definitely do that for you. So let me just put here. Okay, so I'm gonna go back. Include Bing and send review generator email.
So how does that work with the review generator email? I just email people this listing and they leave a review?
Exactly. So it'll say, thank you for using Psychic Advice and Tarot Readings by Amy. And if you're happy with our service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it, and it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out here and there in order to achieve your five-star rating on Google.
Okay.
Okay.
So I just found out a QR code for it, and I made a sign in the reading room that says review was on Google, so they've got to scan their phone when they're doing the reading, and they can leave a review too. I just got that done today.
Oh, that's really smart. Yeah, because I know, just because I'm in internet marketing as a profession, how important, you know, reviews are for a business. But sometimes I have a good experience with the business and I tell them, you know, I'm going to go home and write something nice about you. But the problem is once I'm outside of that moment, that idea kind of gets stuck on the back burner. And we all know what happens to ideas stuck on the back burner, right? So the reason this works so well, and that your new QR code is going to work so well, is they're going to be there anyway. They'll scan that, your review link will pop up, and it's a no-brainer. Of course they're going to fill it out, right?
Yeah.
And so that's going to be definitely beneficial for you. And then also with the email that you will send out here and there, the nice thing about that is that you're going to be in charge of it. So you know how in business, somewhere along the line, there's going to be that one client that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for, and no matter what you do, they're not happy. So
yeah,
don't send this to that guy. Right? Only send it to the ones that you're confident that will say something nice about you, okay?
Absolutely.
So, Kelly, since you're going to pay for this for Abby, what's the billing address associated with your card?
Well, I'm going to use one of the other employees that work with her as another manager for her place, which is Dylan, and I have his card with me.
Okay, so we might have to have him just authorize that we're authorized to use his card.
He is.
Okay, good. So how does his name read on the card?
It's Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N.
Okay.
Petro, P is in Paul, E is in Edward, T is in Thomas, R is in Robert, O is in Oscar.
Okay, and then the billing address, please.
169 West 23rd Street, New York, New York.
Still 10001.
No, 1001.
I'm sorry, what? 10001, you said?
No, it ends in 11.
Oh, 11, okay. Got it, okay, so I got that. And then the card number?
4403-9352-1954-4303.
Okay, expiration?
427.
And the code on the back?
704.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you to go over the keywords, your service area, building the website, and getting you placed. So some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, Kelly. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, but just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business.
Psychic Palm and Tarot Readings by Abby.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Kelly Mitchell, General Manager.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't know if Dylan can hear, but Dylan, we're authorized to use this card on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding the question.
So what that means is if you do anything else for Abby's business down the road as far as online marketing, which you shouldn't have to, right, because we're including the website, the directories, the search engines, but if you want to do something else, just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with what we're doing, okay?
Gotcha. No, it's only we're only going to be working with Local Splash and nobody else.
Perfect. Okay, thank you. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 19th, in the non-refundable amount of just $149. When the term is complete, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the amount of $149. You may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, we do.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, I'm going to create an appointment for later today for my technician to call you to go over your keywords and get you set up. It's going to be about 20 minutes, and I'll tell you what's available, and you can tell me what will work. So, let's see here. Oh, I only have a 4 o'clock available. If not, we can see what's available for tomorrow.
4 o'clock is fine.
Okay, all right. We have a 5, too, but is 4 better?
5 actually works better for me, to be honest.
Does it? Okay, 5's better. Okay. So I'm blocking out an hour for you, Kelly, from 5 to 6 o'clock Eastern, okay? And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. So
that sounds good.
You'd be surprised if sometimes if I don't. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, you can go.
No, I was just going to say sometimes if I don't give that disclaimer, somebody's mad if, you know, it's 5:01 and they're not called yet, you know, so I just try cover that base.
Flexible.
But thank you. Okay, so what was your question?
My question is, so the person I'm speaking to now is involving what keywords you said?
Yes. So when they program the business to show on the first page of Google, they're going to go over the keywords. Like you said, you wanted to have them in the business name, which will help you, but that's not automatically going to get her on the first page. So we're going to do the programming and go over your keywords and the service area and actually building the website when they call you. So let's say that you want to see if Psychic Palm and Tarot Readings by Abby.com is available. They'll go over some available domain options and whatnot when they call you today. Now, is Dylan going to be involved in the client interview?
I think that's going to be too long of a name for the website. I think I'm just going to put Psychic Readings by Abby.com.
Okay, whatever's available, if that's available when they call you, they'll definitely grab it. But I'll put that in the notes because I agree. I think Psychic Readings by Abby.com would be a lot more beneficial.
Or even PsychicAbby.com, whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Now, do me a favor, since Dylan's still there, I got an error message on the card. It's saying that this card does not match that billing address on 169 West 23rd Street. Is there another address or a P.O. box or something different that I could try?
No. No, that's the address, right, Dylan? Yeah, that's the address.
Okay. So I don't know if maybe there's another card that we can use because this one's not going through. It's saying that it's not the address unless you wanted to call the bank and ask. I've seen weird things happen where, you know, people think it's a certain address and then it's not. But
let me just make sure that this is the right number. Just give me a second.
Okay.
You know what? Dylan just thought about it. He made a mistake. He gave you one of the cards that's listed in the business address and not his home address. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what?
7 mm-hmm. West 231st Street.
Got it.
Bronx, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And that's apartment 2, I believe. Well, you gotta put that on there.
And the zip code for Bronx, please?
10463, I believe.
Let me index it and just see if that's correct. Bronx. 10463, wow, you're right. Okay, good. You had that by memory. Okay, awesome. So let me try it. Let Dylan know, and I'm sure you can still hear me, Dylan, if you see two charges pending on the card, don't panic. You weren't overcharged twice. What happens is that first one will fall off at midnight because it didn't go through, so you're only having the one charge.
Okay,
that's fine.
Oh, actually, we have the correct address, but it's saying insufficient funds. Is the 149 available on this card?
Yeah, he has it in his call.
It's what?
Yeah, he has them. I'm getting a click. Can you hold the line for a second? I'm getting a call.
Yeah, I'll wait. No problem.